And that leads me into the great at-bats of yesterday for the New York Mets as they took care of Pittsburgh 3-2 and got to the great Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning. And the thing about this game for me, and the Mets obviously, they since last we spoke, they lost the last two games against Washington and got just absolutely bombarded by the home run ball. Seven home runs. They ran out of fireworks. Everyone's, with Pittsburgh hitting all those home runs. And Severino not having a great start. But they've rallied here. They got the last two games. They're 2-0 now that Diaz is back. And this would have been a devastating loss for the Mets, in my opinion. Because, you get the big hit from Nimmo, who's been like everything you could ask for. Nimmo's been terrific, and he's been a huge part of all of this. He's been a huge part of turning this thing around, and he's been clutch. Even when he went through, some lulls this year, his RBI numbers are up. His numbers late and close are terrific. He's been an extremely clutch player, along with Lindor here since April, really. And Vientos, and Alvarez. You go through the list, everyone's kind of been good. But you take the lead, you bring in Diaz. He's just, back pretty much from the IL. If he were to blow this game, and now you have to win later today to just tie up a series against Pittsburgh, that just would have been a real tough loss. You had, Nunez in there. He's been your best reliever all year. He gets into some trouble. You bring in Diaz. He gives up the base hit. You give up the lead. It just would have been a devastating loss. And it just felt like, oh, man, this is going to be like, is now, all right, you lose the last two against Washington. You split that series. You get pounded the first game. You come back. You win one. Now right back to another loss. And it's like, okay, so now you've lost, four out of the last five? It's just this team needs to keep the momentum going. And plus a little bit of, the whole nonsense about the OMG concert, I think that's overblown, but people start to use it, and that might bother some Met fans, but whatever the case may be, this would have been a devastating loss. And then this team does, in the ninth inning, exactly what you expect this team to do, and exactly why they've turned this season around, and exactly why right now, as a Yankee fan, I am jealous. That's right. Jealous watching this Met team, because Chapman, who was a little wild to start the inning, but is throwing 102-mile-an-hour fastballs, getting ahead on hitters, too, later in the inning. But, he is a difficult at-bat, right? We all know that. Even when he struggles, he's just a difficult at-bat. And the at-bats that were put on, whether it's, Alvarez, you get the first two guys on, and Alvarez and then Bader, who, in my opinion, is another guy just at the bottom of this lineup who's done a terrific job with the way he plays in center field. Me and Fliegelman were talking about it. He just needs to be the everyday center fielder. Like, that's how good Bader has been. Forget it. Set it and forget it. He's the everyday center fielder. He's been as clutch, maybe, of recent, last month or so, you could say Nimmo's really pulled away, but Bader has been one of the more clutch hitters they've had. He's been integral to this whole thing. I understand his numbers against right-handed pitching, but I don't care. Like, he's just been too good to sit. He comes through with a great at-bat, gives you the single up the middle, and you get the first two runners on, and then, Chapman starts locating that backup slider on the outside corner. He gets Vientos to strike out, looking, who had a good at-bat up until that moment, and then Turenne strikes out, and you figure, all right, here we go. Here we go. They're going to blow this game. They got the first two guys on in the inning. They're going to get stranded there. Typical Mets, right? But this team has been just different all year. And the at-bat by Iglesias, who has been a revelation. Whether, forget the Dopey song, which, all right, we all admit it's a fun song. It's good. Sing it. I don't care. Sing it after home runs. Who cares? What this guy has done, like, we all knew he was the slick fielding second baseman that he's shown to be, right? He is excellent there. He is excellent there. But, his at-bats, his ability to go the other way, even showing you some pop, and the at-bat he gives you in this inning where he draws a walk and just battles and battles and eventually takes the slider down for ball four. Iglesias, you want to talk about Bader being the starting center fielder? I'm sorry. I know right now they're still, Marte on the IL. I'm open to McNeil playing the outfield. If you, he's not going to kill you out there. I don't think he's particularly great, but he's not going to kill you out there. He's solid enough. You want to keep him in the lineup for some reason, that's fine. I would treat him as a bench player and play him sporadically, but if you want to play him, fine. Iglesias is your second baseman. I don't know if we're going to talk about a team that anti what we've been talking about with Boone and the Yankees. They have held people accountable. That's what they've done. They've come into this year with a different mindset. It's going to be trying to win while building, this and that. You could see buying and selling. The year's not, we're not going to be picked by as many team people to win the championship. All the stuff from the beginning of the year. Whatever was said has been acted out differently as the season has gone along. If you don't play well, you don't play. Even young players who they wanted to get a look at, like Beatty, they're getting a look at in AAA right now. Like, they've done everything you could possibly want an organization to do that's looking for winning, other than, you know, maybe at the beginning of the year, I would have brought a pitcher in, but the pitching's actually been not the problem. But ultimately, the way they've played, the way they've held their players accountable, as I talked about earlier, has been everything you could want. I don't understand how Iglesias, forget what McNeil does, forget whether or not McNeil deserves, forget deserves anything on the McNeil angle, Iglesias deserves to play every day. I mean, he is, for me, the starting second baseman. He's been incredible. He gives you that walk. Nimmo gives you the walk. And after Lindor, obviously, I'm sorry. So Lindor then gives you the hit. I mean, Lindor's been great. I mean, since he's been moved to the top of the lineup, Lindor's been absolutely great. And to come back and win that game, and then obviously Diaz comes back out and gives you a very easy bottom of the ninth, that is a terrific win. That is the kind of win against the opponent who just, you know, kicked your ass the other night, you're battling with inside this National League wild card race. You've scuffled a little bit offensively, even on days where the offense gets shut down. They give you the big-time performances in the big-time at-bats and give you just enough. Like, they are never out of a game. They are consistently giving you good at-bats, even when they don't score. Right? I mean, there was some strikeout. Alonso's had some, you know, swing and misses. Vientos hasn't been great the entire stretch, but, like, they continue to give you good at-bats. And that ninth inning was a masterclass of they just wouldn't be denied. They didn't always get great swings, but they just worked it and worked it and worked it. And this team right now just has that feel that they're going to figure out a way to win a ball game. And now hopefully the, you know, with Diaz back and no more issues, you know, he's going to do the same stuff. It doesn't bother him. He was just using resin, sweat, and dirt. But hopefully no more issues with that. He's back. They're 2-0 since he's been back. The pitching, whether it's Manaea, whether it's obviously you're getting the best out of Quintana lately. Scott's back in the rotation. Like, and everything else with this lineup, even when they're going poorly, they find a way to give you that ninth inning. And that was a great win. And now they got to follow it up, win the series later today. And then the New York Mets, with another homestand right before the All-Star break, are going to have a chance to do what they need to do to get to this GM and convince him to go out and bolster this team. And again, I've told you, it's hard for me to look at the Mets through a prism anything other than what are they going to do at the trade deadline? Like, that's just where I'm focused. And, you know, it's a couple weeks now they have to do it. Now, it seems like they've done a great job. They've played fairly well. A little bit of up and down here the last week, maybe. But at 500, two games back of the wild card, I'm still curious on where this GM, because depending on who you talk to, oh, listen, of course, this owner won't allow it. This GM's going to be out in full buy mode. He's going to do it. I don't know. I don't know if they're in a position right now to try and bolster this team with the prospects they do have, the what they're trying to do and build the farm system, and really in this wacky trade deadline where they've added this extra wildcard team and everybody is going to be looking for relief help. Everybody is going to be looking to improve their team, and less teams are going to be looking to sell. The question is, how motivated are the New York Mets? How motivated is Stearns and this owner during a season they kind of went in with the expectation of selling, or at the very least standing pat and not considering really buying? I don't think anybody expected them to buy at the deadline heading in. Now they find themselves in a position where, again, you look around the rest of the National League, yes, the Dodgers are tough. Yes, the Phillies have the best record in baseball, and at any moment, the Atlanta Braves could go off. But anything can happen in the playoffs, and right now, you can't tell me, besides those three teams, the Mets aren't as good as anyone. And I just don't know how motivated this group is. And to get back to the... I've been thinking about this a little bit, because I've been dead set against the idea of buying and selling and robbing Peter to pay Paul. I just hate the idea. I want to go out there and make deals with prospects for players who can help this team, and to trade away things that are helping you to get different things. But it doesn't make much sense to me. But I'm starting to think, as this market is going to reveal itself before the deadline, and you're going to see all these teams theoretically still in the mix. Now, I don't know how they'll deem themselves, and we'll see how it plays out. But as we talk about, so many Yankee fans wanted to trade Gleyber Torres. And Fliegelman was just telling me a story about someone wanted to trade Pete Alonso, and, you know, for a starting pitcher, or Pete Alonso for a bullpen guy, or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm starting to think, is it more possible than I'm giving it credit to trade those kind of trades that typically aren't deadline moves? It's typically a deadline move is you trade a veteran, someone whose contract is expiring or whatever, that can help a pennant race, and you get prospects back. That is typically a deadline move. But considering the new deadline and how many teams are still in it, could teams that are desperate to improve their team fall back to these type of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type trades when there are teams out there who might not be looking to sell? If there's a limited market and teams who are super motivated, as I think the Yankees will be, as I would think teams like Baltimore would be, like, if there are less actual teams looking to sell, and then there are a handful of super motivated, this is the year type teams, and then there's everybody else, maybe you could see, I don't know about Pete Alonso specifically, but maybe you could see a Severino for something that helps you elsewhere. Maybe you could see a move like that where you could buy and sell at the same time. Maybe I'm becoming more open to it. It doesn't make much sense to me, but I'm trying to figure out how this deadline's going to work with the entire National League in the mix for the wild card. Now, anything can happen in the next 2 weeks. I get that. But that's why it's so important for the Mets to win these games. It's so important not to blow that game. It's so important to bounce back, have those at-bats, and breed the confidence that this team is breeding. Even with, like, you know, J.D. Martinez is struggling. Vientos, you know, hasn't been killing it the same way necessarily. But you get those at-bats, and you get what Nimmo's been doing. You get what Lindor's been doing. And you rally and take down their closer, who obviously Bednar just went on the IL. Like, if you go in there and take Chapman and work those at-bats and make him throw 30-some-odd pitches and get Lindor to come through with that base hit and then send Diaz back out there to save the game, and now you're on the precipice of winning 3 out of 4 before heading home for a homestand, those games are enormous to build towards what this GM should do and how much confidence he has in this group that never says die. That never says die.